Hi folks, I'm Greg Lowe. I'm a SQL Server MVP and part of the Microsoft RD program. Just want to show you one of the changes that's occurred in SQL Server Spatial for SQL Server 2012. In particular, the types of queries that benefit from the new nearest neighbor algorithm. Let's have a look in Management Studio. Now, in this case, I'm imagining that I have an employee that's moving to a new home. And in this case, I want to find the other employees that live in the vicinity of where this person is going to move to. So from the AdventureWorks database, I'm issuing a query. And in this case, I'm going to just initially create myself a list of where it is that the employees live. So what I'm doing here is saying, look, I'm going to go off and retrieve a set of employee addresses. I'm joining in a common table expression details of where these addresses come from a variety of tables, and then I'm putting a business entity ID, a full name, a spatial location, and the type of address, just dropping that in a table called employee locations. So let's execute that. Now, once I've got this, I'll just do a select top 10 from that table, just to show you the type of data that's currently sitting in there. So this business entity ID, the name of the person, this is the location. Now, in this case, that's been shown as a binary representation of the SQL CLR object. I could also get that as a well-known text. So for example, let's just add another column on here. So if I said spatial location to string, and then we execute that as well. Scroll across, you can now see this is the additional location, and that would show us where that person lives in terms of latitude and longitude. But in this case, anyway, what we're interested in is the spatial location. Now, to do further work on this table, the first thing I'm going to do is add a primary key, because I just used a select into to create the table. So I don't actually have that in place as yet, so let's base that on the business entity ID. And the next thing I'm going to do to improve the performance of the spatial queries is to create a spatial index on the table. Now, a few things have changed in SQL Server 2012 compared to the previous version with this. So I'm creating a spatial index and give it a name. I've said on the employee locations table, and it's the spatial location column that I want it based on. All that's exactly the same. But in previous versions, what I then have to do is start allocating the density that I wanted for four different levels of the grid that would allow it to quickly get to where the data is. Now, a lot of people found that difficult to work out what that should be, and so in this version, what's been added is an auto grid option. And so in this case, I've said using geography grid, that's the automatic grid option, and the other option that I've made use of here is I've turned on data compression to the page level. And so this is another thing added in 2012, is that spatial indexes now support page level compression. An added bonus is they now build four or five times faster than they did before. Now, in this case, we'll then go and have a look at a query that would retrieve details of where Paul, compared to where Paul lives, who the other employees are that live nearby. Now, in this case, I've simply created a geography data type, and I've said, look, this is where Paul lives. I've identified that. And then this is the type of query that now lends itself really well to a new algorithm that's part of 2012, called the nearest neighbor algorithm. And the key elements for this to work, if we wander down and take a look at this query, I've said select top, and then asterisk in this case, and the important parts of this query is a couple of different formats that this can take. And so if we look here, you'll see top five in the case of both of these, and I've also specified in my where clause that I'm looking for a specific distance. Now, in this case, I've just said, look, find all the ones where it's not null. But this algorithm also works for situations where I say that the distance is less than some specific distance. And then the other important aspect here is I need to say order by, and it needs to be based on that distance as well. So for the nearest neighbor algorithm to work, the things I need are to be doing a top. I need to be basing my query on a distance is not null or distance less than a certain value, and then I need to be doing an order by that same distance. And so if I execute this, we can In fact, let's execute the whole thing, including defining the variable. In fact, we'll just do the top one. And what this then shows is, in order of how far away these people live, here are the people that live nearest to Paul.